This coming Saturday, President-elect Barack Obama will begin the journey to his inauguration. Though he now has access to military jets, he decided to travel from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. on a train. The symbolic journey pays tribute to Obama's hero, Abraham Lincoln, who arrived by rail for his first term. But as Joel Rose reports, Amtrak aficionados hope Obama's choice also hints at a brighter future for the nation's troubled passenger rail system.
I got on the train in Philadelphia, heading south to Washington, D.C. It's the same route President-elect Barack Obama and Vice President-elect Joe Biden will take to the inauguration. And many of the riders I spoke to hope that will translate into more support for Amtrak under the new administration.
There's no investment in Amtrak, and they have to change their strategy. I mean, the trains are really outdated.
It would fit with any strategy of doing things that improve our infrastructure and energy use.
Jitendra Tomar of New York City and Carol Hutchins of Metuchen, New Jersey, say they've experienced plenty of delays on Amtrak, but they still say it's the best way to get to Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next station stop is Wilmington, Delaware. Check the overhead luggage rack in around.
But first we stop in Delaware, home of Joe Biden. He rode Amtrak every working day during his 30-plus years in the Senate. Mr. Obama himself talked about the importance of high-speed rail during the campaign, all of which makes Amtrak, the government-owned passenger rail company, cautiously optimistic about its future.
We think that the stars are politically aligned quite well.
Amtrak spokesman Clifford Black met my train at Union Station in Washington. The Northeast Corridor between here and Boston serves more riders than any rail line in the country. But outdated tracks and equipment keep the line from operating as efficiently as it could. Black says some of the tunnels into Baltimore's Penn Station are more than 130 years old.
There are also a couple of bridges between Baltimore and Philadelphia that would do well to be replaced. They are 100 years old or more. We would like to be able to replace them.
And Amtrak is looking to the White House for help. The incoming Obama administration says it wants to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on the nation's infrastructure as part of its economic stimulus package. Rail advocates are hoping the new administration will steer at least $1.5 billion to Amtrak.
The outlook for rail is more positive than I can ever remember it. It's not a slam dunk, though.
Russ Capon is president of the National Association of Rail Passengers. He's concerned the train's traditional enemy, highway projects, will eat up a lot of the stimulus money. And so far, Capon says that's exactly what state transportation departments are proposing.
They're overwhelmingly interested in spending more money on highways. So this is the exact opposite of the change that a lot of people think the election was about.
And Capon says that would be a shame because Amtrak ridership and revenue were at all-time highs last year, in part because of record gas prices. But Ron Utt, a transportation expert at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, says Amtrak is still miles away from breaking even.
It's a question of what's the most cost-effective way to move people. And highways and inner-city buses are still far and away the least cost way of doing it.
The railroad may never pay for itself, concedes former Amtrak CEO Tom Downs. But he says if you look closely, neither do our other transportation systems.
If you add up the entire history of profitability and losses of the national aviation system, it's lost money. Highways don't pay for themselves. Hardly any of the systems of transportation, pretty much anywhere in the globe, stand on their own as a freestanding business.
When Downs was running Amtrak in the mid-1990s, he says his goal was to keep the passenger rail system from falling apart until the country sees how important it could be to the economy. He hopes that day is coming soon, but like many of Amtrak's customers, he's used to waiting. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.